Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Remember our favorite bald man that looks like the guy from the toy where you move the magnetic black shavings around? Robert Tellis?
Yes.
Yeah. Clark County judge has denied convicted murderer Robert Tellis' request for a hearing to explore potential juror misconduct during his trial. Tellis, a former Las Vegas politician, convicted on August 28th of murdering investigative journalist Jeff Gurman in 2022. The jury sentenced him to only serve 20 years to life in prison. Tellis' legal team, led by attorney Robert Draskovich, has filed a motion asking for an evidentiary hearing, citing concerns about the jury's deliberation process. According to the motion, one of the jurors disclosed that the jury had been deadlocked at a pivotal moment in the trial. We informed the judge that it was 11 to 1. We're a hung jury. And the marshal came back and informed us what the judge said was to keep working. Juror number 6 told reporters in an anonymous interview following the trial. Despite the jury's initial deadlock, they eventually reached an unanimous verdict, finding Tellis guilty of the brutal murder of Gurman, who was well-known for his investigative reporting on corruption in Las Vegas, including pieces on Tellis himself. Gurman, a seasoned reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, was found stabbed to death outside his home in September of 22. In his request for a hearing, Tellis' attorney argued that the jury's deadlock and the judge's instructions to continue deliberations warranted further examination. Draskovich called for the jurors to be questioned to clarify, supplement, and protect the trial record. The defense also raised concerns about comments made by a juror regarding the weather on the day of the murder and the significance of the case for journalism. However,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to giggle and interrupt you, but nice try.
Yeah. However, prosecutors argued that the questioning jurors about their internal deliberations would be improper, citing state and federal laws that emphasize that jurors' thought process during deliberations cannot be used to challenge a verdict. Calling jurors in to discuss this matter at an evidentiary hearing would be improper, as it clearly falls within ambit of delving into a juror's internal thought process at some point of the deliberation, prosecutors stated in their response. Judge Michelle Leavitt, who presided over the trial, agreed with the prosecution and denied the request for a hearing. She ruled that there was no legal basis for further inquiry into the jury's deliberations. When the jury had already sentenced Tellis for Gurman's murder, Judge Leavitt will still need to sentence him for additional charges, including the use of a deadly weapon and the fact that Gurman was over 60 years old at the time of the crime. Tellis' sentencing enhancements is scheduled for October 16th. The case, which drew national attention due to the high-profile nature of both the victim and the accused, continues to resonate, particularly in the journalism community. Gurman's work has exposed several controversies in Las Vegas, including his investigations into Tellis' misconduct and his role as a public administrator.
Well, so, you know, the juries are really important. You can't screw around with them. We saw that with Murdaugh.
Yeah, but juries oftentimes do work like this, where you have that are some are hanging out for a while and they decide, oh, okay, you're right. Every time we have that happen doesn't mean it's a hung jury. It doesn't mean you get a new trial. It means some people were just really fucking stupid and couldn't see the cart before the horse, and then they finally were like, hey, look, here's a horse in the cart. Oh, okay. And then they were able to see what was actually happening and voted for him to be guilty. That's how that works. Going back and rechecking it just because of something like that, no. If you had somebody trying to influence your jury like you have in the Alec Murdaugh trial, that's a different story. But this was not that.
No, and I really think they're reaching. I mean, it's a good effort. I'll give them an A for effort, you know, billable $200 right there.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But you'll never get paid back because your client is Robert Tellis.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not going to work out well. He should just count his fucking blessings. He only got 20 years to life in prison for murdering someone.
In such an obvious murder, there's just... That was such an open and shut case in my eyes. I mean, just
it is. And it shows
one of the best cases that we've had in a long time. Like, huh, well, you know, that if you're new to true crime, that was the best case for you to follow.
And it shows why there is no such thing as an open and shut case.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it wasn't. I mean, you could have had that one moron that would have been like, well, I don't know. Like the guy, the person had hair and he's bald. Yeah, he was also wearing a fucking sun hat and an outfit, basically a Halloween costume. So it's a bridge too far that he'd wear a wig too, because he's clearly trying to be incognito. Of course he's going to wear a wig too, you moron. Well, I didn't think of that.
Well, but then again, you know, here's this idiot who didn't change his gait when he walked.
Yeah.
Didn't change out his shoes that he always wore. Didn't even bother to rent a car. Yeah. Ah, fuck it. I'll use my Denali.
Yeah. I mean, it's
he didn't watch enough Scooby-Doo, apparently.
Even Scooby would have done better than Robert Tellis.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.